Wisconsin's law bars ex-felons from voting until they've completed parole or probation, which can often be as long as a decade after they've left prison. Wisconsin already ranks number one in the percentage of African Americans it imprisons. The report released this week by the Sentencing Project shows Wisconsin is the only Midwestern state to rank in the top 10 in percentage of African American voters disenfranchised by their felony records. The study's author, criminologist Christopher Eugen of the University of Minnesota, says such laws have a long history.
States that had higher proportions of racial minorities in custody were far more likely to pass the most restrictive laws over the last 160-some years. And so race is really intricately bound up with disenfranchisement specifically.
According to the report, in 2010, around 22,000 African Americans in Wisconsin were either in prison or on parole or probation. Efforts to ease felon voting restrictions proposed in the last two legislative sessions failed to pass, but Stacey Harbaugh, the Wisconsin chapter of the ACLU, says reform advocates will try again after the November elections.
It's always our hope that our legislators will understand that when people are out of prison, that the right to vote should be a core civil right, a constitutionally protected right for those individuals.
Both Illinois and Michigan restore voting rights to felons once they leave prison. Minnesota and Iowa have laws similar to Wisconsin's. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.